Ears, open your minds, and probably sip some coffee because it might be difficult to pay attention to otherwise, for the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, and check out the little YouTube channel and subscribe if you can to Mr. News, Guerrilla Media. Last I checked, we were getting twice the amount of hits on that YouTube channel than the main political party's official YouTube channel has been getting lately in the height of election season. Just shows how much people just don't give a Shiite Muslim about politics in this country. But people really start to become wider and more aware, and they start to listen to interesting perspectives from people all over the world in a very nice, happy and funny monologue that we call the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And I have a guest pretty much all the time. And they're not just airtime fillers, by the way. It's because you can't cram enough talent and fabulous amounts of research enough. You got to soak it up, because by jingoes, will it inform you a smidge. Speaking of informing us a smidge, my very special guest today is PJ Creamer. I think he's formerly a patriot with a pen. Perhaps now he's patriot with a camera. PJ, welcome to the program.
Excellent. Thanks, Vinny, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, man.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, for the audience sake, as well as myself? What actually got you into your particular field of research? And for that matter, what exactly is it?
Absolutely. A couple years ago, I was fishing YouTube. I was going off of something curious that my brother had said to me over a family meal. We get together on Sundays to do that. And he had said, be careful stumbling around on YouTube. He said they almost talked me into the fact that reptilian lizards are running our governments. And I thought it was funny, so I hopped online. You know, I already had a basic interest in paranormal and aliens, never was really too interested in government. I believe it was a David Icke flick or something that I stumbled across. And from there, you know, the related links just led me off. Eventually getting into topics like 9/11 and the New World Order more pulled me over into the political spectrum. So I then started researching a little more about government and structure, things that I generally slept through in high school, and began uncovering what's very easy to uncover nowadays for oneself, the conspiracy to control not only the American people, but the world. It is a world situation, is maybe what struck me and led me to go down the path of trying to get involved. I came across some real handy Facebook groups and met some real nice people who were more than happy, of course, to get the word out to a new person looking to join in on the good fight. And from there, I formed patriotwithapen.com, and that was built by a good friend of mine. I'll give him a shout out, my buddy Dell. He's a website designer and such, so he began teaching me. And now I'm able to maintain websites and things, so it's gotten me a lot of good experience. I've got a lot of good information out of it. Which I am no longer broadcasting there at the moment, I'm now at foilhatradio.com. Getting into the conspiracy to control and what have you, Patriot with a Pen, I felt very limited to strictly talk about politics. and attempt to stay in some way relatable to all audiences, which I felt very limited. I do believe in a much broader spectrum, conspiracy to control, and on down to considering lizards. I've never seen one. I can't prove anything that anybody out there says, but I can tell you all the very curious things about, you know, why these things come about and what have you, as I've researched down those paths as well. So we consider paranormal topics as well, kind of a coast to coast flavor, if you will.
Yeah, I try to aspire to a very similar broad range of context, you know, and about lizards and what have you. Two things. Firstly, there are a heck of a lot of like ex-CIA, ex-special forces type patriots and whatnot. So if they linked up with some of the conspiracy theory, I reckon they could capture one. Eh? Then you can find out for certain whether or not it's the truth. But of course, if it doesn't wind up being the truth, it would be kidnapping of a major public figure, which might demonize the patriot movement to no end. So let's strike that one from the menu. Speaking of which, there is far more evidence to suggest that reptilian aliens created our race and use us as slaves and currently rule us today than there is evidence that politicians are honest.
Well, I will throw out there for you and your listeners there, Vinny, the Brandon Corey stories of it are kind of wild. Most will just get a good laugh, but no, check it out if you want. That's one where they went and tried to hunt down who was it? Dick Cheney. And they were going to get him to shapeshift. They got in touch with a cult in California that believes heavily in the reptilian conspiracy. They got him in supposedly a Bohemian Grove-like facility as a waiter. He followed their instructions and found basically this wild scenario. He was broadcasting live on the internet, and he has a friend that kind of tells the story. He's in exile now. But he had an IP camera on him and saw the whole thing. So it's there for you. Phil Lesh, also another great conspiracy, ex-special forces, ex-military guy who brought tries to bring truth out of a lot of his stuff, and he claims to have killed some underground aliens and things of the nature. So who knows is all I'm saying, Vinny. That's why I do Foil Hat Radio. That's my flavor. I'm not saying that's for your show or for your audience, but if you guys ever want to check us out, I'm there at mid-Saturday or on Fridays. But no, Vinny, I just want to throw that out there just to give an idea of why I stay open-minded, just because very curious information available out there nowadays. And also the people running our country and the things going on around me leads me to not be surprised by almost anything anymore. So,
have you noticed how you're always shocked and never surprised?
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Right, because at this point, we've been conditioned to expect anything. We've been so desensitized around the world, you would think, you know, living in America, you think desensitized in the American way. Think around the world, the kind of shell shock that's going on from these sort of military campaigns and not only that, with nobody standing in its way. Other than, you know, some kind of freedom fighter is the flavor, you know, with no chance, the underdogs. But, you know, whatever it is, Vinny, yeah, I'm always shocked and never surprised.
Well, this is what really didn't surprise me about Occupy Wall Street, is that it appears like it might be staged by the New World Order as a kind of false opposition.
I have some friends that attend down here in Columbus, Ohio, is where I'm coming to you guys from tonight. But they have an Occupy Columbus thing going on. They've been visiting that, and I've been watching the coverage in New York. I've had a chance to kick the topics around with people who are actually visiting. It's not something that I choose to visit at this time, Vinny. My ball is in your. I see a bunch of people running around doing the same thing that we're doing here in the regular system. I'm happy that they're raising awareness to the issues, and I think that a lot of their energy is neat and has potential. But my big worry there is that they don't know who their leaders are. They don't know what their direction is. And in my opinion, if it's in the Fed, you know, elect Ron Paul. Find somebody who's going to work on ending the Fed. You know, I don't think that you're going to show up in the streets and get them overnight to move to another system without suggesting anything else.
I've been talking, my
stance on it.
I've been talking to a lot of people around the world about their various Occupy movements, like in England and New Zealand and Australia and America. And they all say it's pretty much the same thing. A lot of the people there are just very sort of left-leaning. There's a few patriot conspiracies theorists and whatnot, you know, people who are clued up, who know the real system. But ultimately, it doesn't go in that particular direction and expose the bankers, the New World Order, the very deliberate destruction of our financial economy in every way that matters, so that it can be consolidated into a giant global government owned and run by the major corporate banks, which are owned by a handful of families. Okay, this is what people need to know. 100% of the time before they go into battle against any type of quote-unquote corporate structure. Because as we all should realize, there's no such thing as corporate structure. It's just the New World Order structure now. And you have to recognize what you're fighting in order to defeat it. How can you beat an enemy that you know nothing about?
And it seems with them getting the ball rolling here, of course, what are the sources or why did Wall Street's Occupy Wall Street spring about? It was obviously a coordinated movement that was not some sort of grassroots. Me and my group of friends said, we're occupying Wall Street, and convinced you and your group of friends to go occupy Wall Street. And we went and occupied Wall Street on the people's own free will. This was a coordinated event for you. That raises an alarm for me right away. And then to boot, like here in Columbus, Ohio, they've gotten a permit to put up one structure, which is a tent, of course, you know, to keep them dry or whatever, and a table to pass out information is the idea. And, you know, it seems that somebody's obviously funding in some way, somebody to show up there and to do that. And you know, they're coming up with food in New York. It's funded by, you know, where are these funded by and whatnot, you know. All you got to do is flip on your mainstream lamestream Glenn Beck and Limbaugh, and Beck runs through who's actually funneling money in and out and such. But I'll tell you, all the names that you hear and what have you are all corporate big interest, you know, unionized, which in my opinion is still corporate and big interest and very much in wrapped up in those politics that they're sitting there trying to fight.
Yeah, this is the problem with the this is the problem with the union movement, because it seems to have been co-opted by the intelligence agencies, in my opinion. And basically, there's a whole lot of very high-level plants now that just, well, they work with the government now to continually screw things up for people.
Absolutely. And what I'm boiling it down to, I suppose, is that I'm not down there because I don't see this as the real tipping point. The water is getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and people know that. I was listening to Art Bell today, one of his archives, and he was saying, is it just me, or do you, my audience, feel that things around us are going a little crazy and that people are on edge? And, you know, you think about it, just driving in traffic, just, you know, experiencing the people around you, you know, people are on edge. I mean, we're in hell and hot water any way you look at it. Economic-wise, we got a war that won't stop. We got a people that won't come together for any one reason whatsoever. We got no end in sight, no plan laid forth that's going to help anything other than what I would suggest is Ron Paul, but that's widely rejected, even though I'm not taking away hope from him. I do believe he can get in there. But anyways, what I'm saying is that everybody is getting antsy, and that's why these people are willing to show up, and I'm glad to see see that they're there. I already knew that they were there. I don't think, though, that this is revolution. I think that it is coming in one way or another. I go so far as to even predict a civil war here in America at some point.
Well, it's
between these big bureaucrat, big control, red tape and regulation, everything, and the freedom loving independent citizen who values their sovereignty, you know, and ultimately that sovereignty group doesn't want a war. They want to remain sovereign and honor a country that's been with very good principles based out of a constitution, you know, and it is just that fact that if anybody tries to take that away, there will be a war. So, all right. Sorry, Vinny.
Well, I just wanted to talk about the word revolution. It means to go in a circle. And invariably, sure. That's what happens.
Well, I think that's good, though, Vinny, because if you think about it, the option for the system is only to get bigger. And, you know, here in America, you know, I think even America's forefathers, their idea of growth and government and stuff, that was all based out of past ancient cultures and things they studied, the Greeks and such, which, you know, other places around the world mimic, because I think it's just naturally the way things work, that when you start that seed of government or in some way control for safety, that it inevitably has the ability to grow out of control, and actually it will tend to lean towards that option. That's why they try to write a good solid base for us, the public, to see and and use as our guideline to read upon, which I'm claiming is the Constitution here in the U.S. Okay, I'm sorry, Vinny, I lost my
I was going to say that...
I'll pull it back. Uh-huh.
I was going to say that what happens really is when an idea gets old enough, when it returns and people have forgotten about it, they think it's revolutionary. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. My very special guest is PJ Creamer, the formerly of Patriot with a Pen, now Tinfoil Hat Radio. And we'll be right back after the break talking about various conspiratorial nonsensicals, and it'll be fabulous.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, Radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The most technically plagued and sabotaged 2 hours in talk radio. My guest today is PJ Creamer of Tinfoil Hat Radio. We were talking over the break about how he kind of explained Tinfoil Hat Radio and started talking about reptilians and UFOs and stuff all the time. And I said, bro, you called yourself Tinfoil Hat Radio. There's a pretty stark connotation to that. It need not be explained. So if you need not be explained to and you want to go listen to some of the shows, go to tinfoilhatradio.com. Unless it's .blogspot.com or something. PJ, welcome back.
Excellent. Thank you, Vinny. Yeah, nope, it does speak for itself. Just to get it right for the audience there, it's foilhatradio.com. But thank you very much for that, of course. I don't know. It is a little conspiracy-based, but nonetheless, I think, I'm sorry, actually, just a moment here, Vinny. All right, we're all set. But yeah, no, foilhatradio.com, I apologize.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this the other day, that I'm actually proud to call myself a conspiracy theorist, because I define a conspiracy theorist as somebody who's not naive enough to think that everything on Earth happens by sheer freaking coincidence.
Absolutely. No, I feel the same way. Everything's a conspiracy I see around me, because as far as I'm concerned, nobody's given information until a decade later. So that's the wrong way to do business with any people who expect to call themselves free. So I suppose I'm in the same boat, Vinny.
Well, I find it strange that people say, oh, I don't want to talk about that conspiracy or that conspiracy. You know, like, they kind of get picky about it. As soon as somebody starts talking about some description of saucer they saw above their house, people stop listening and never tune in again, kind of thing. There's this real virulence of objectionable material out there, and I try to give as much plug play to all that objectionable material as possible, because it's my philosophy: if you haven't offended everybody, you're not telling the truth correctly.
Absolutely. No, I agree. And, you said the word revolution, and what does revolution mean and such? I think this is exactly why these kind of words pop about. I just remembered my point on revolution as you were talking, Vinny, so if you don't mind, I just wanted to jump back to it. Why I was thinking revolution and going through and talking about what was set up for us is because government naturally grows out of control like this. People want to naturally red tape and policy this and that's going to fix it. Throw money here, throw money there, more policy, more red tape. The whole revolution for me is almost going back and being able to understand where you came from, what it meant to be free, and use your reference points in history. So that's kind of what I was thinking when we were talking the word revolution, was being able to just come back around full circle and realize where did you come from and be able to make sure that those core principles are always there, which is why I think they say a revolution is necessary. Well, not they. I can't remember who the important figure was, but he said that revolutions are necessary every 6 or 7 years, something like that, and naturally, in order to make sure that your government's not going out of control. If you miss it, they got double the time in on you. So, yeah, that's just what I was thinking in regards to that word revolution.
Well, it should be, I agree, now that you've said that, constant. There should be revolutions going on all the time. Oh, yeah. Let's just sit back. I reckon we should have a revolution every election, actually. See, that sounds like a much better system to me, because I do know for a fact that every time that there hasn't been a revolution between elections, the government screws everybody over!
Absolutely. I was talking to a woman today, and she says, why do you even vote for president? She says, if these people won't change Congress out, then what's the point in voting for the president? He has the power of veto, but these guys are out here making all these deals with these corporate entities and et cetera. What the hell is the president going to do? And I, because the reason why she said that is because I'm personally interested in voting for Ron Paul. And I was telling the group there just what I know about Ron Paul and why I think he's the right guy. And, you know, a few of them were going back and forth with me, but that's what she had to say. And I stopped and I said, well, wait a minute. What if this guy gets up there and he calls for ending the Federal Reserve and he calls for change in the taxation code and the IRS? And above all, what if he goes up there and he goes to stop that war? And then Congress says, Commander-in-Chief, you're not allowed to do that. You know, wouldn't that spark the American people to change that diaper that we haven't figured out how to change in 40, 50, 60, 100 years, whatever, you know, however long you want to go back and whose individual case you want to look at. The point is the incumbents are the majority rule. So so that's just where my thinking is. This word revolution is becoming more and more relevant to me when I'm starting to think in steps rather than all at once. I think these Wall Streeters are trying to think, the Occupy Wall Streeters are trying to think all at once. That's kind of my reflection on that.
Yeah, and I was thinking about the word incumbent. It doesn't denote anything good, does it? Why are there so many of them then?
You know, that's something I'm trying to tell my, you know, or answer for myself, Vinny. I can't understand it, you know, other than I suppose what makes sense trying to break it down with a scientific mind is that these baby boomers, you know, their parents are gone, so we've got these baby boomers left over, and these baby boomers seem to have picked it up from their parents to go strictly red, strictly blue, right down the line. Now, my generation here, from what I've witnessed here in Columbus, Ohio, and different places I've been, and the different outlets I go to, is a little more open to fluctuating, even though there is still a set doctrination going on in the idea that you have to think down one aisle or the other. You go to the voting booth, there's no way these people that are showing up to these voting booths know who's running for this and that underneath the president, and there's at least a good 30 things to fill out, 40 things to fill out, typically on a ballot. There's plenty to punch in, and it all gives you that standardized color, red or blue, Republican, Democrat, I think that they should eliminate that altogether so that you have to absolutely guess as to who this guy, you know, what party this is in. That would almost be the abolishment of the party structure. But the party structure, I think, almost sets us up for this incumbent scenario when there's no third-party contender or no option for the common man to run at this point. It's all corporate fat cats who have the money, the power, the time to set aside and make what they call public service their career at that point. But really, it's actually a CEO sitting at the head of a corporation. It's not at all in service to the public. That's absolutely provable with beyond the shadow of a doubt for me. So I think a lot of things are screwed up here, and I think the people are swallowing a pill whether they like it or not. They have to. Because we're coming to a convergence where it's lockdown time. Any further, and you know, we've got microphones in our street lamps here, for crying out loud. So, you know, any further, and there's not even going to be the room to breathe to make the idea to try and make a change.
Yep, you'll all be herded in together like cows, ready for burger meat. And I suppose the main crux of the issue, at least for me anyway, with the two-party political show, is the power of the executive. The power of the executive, both in America and New Zealand, and I presume probably the same in England and Canada, has been increasing at a breakneck speed. In New Zealand, the Prime Minister gets to have an entire cabinet, gets to pick his ministers, no election necessary, no votes, no nothing. He just says that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy. It's like if you're being picked for dodgeball or something. This is how flippant it gets. And of course, they all wind up being absolute sociopathic scumbags who happen to be particularly good at smiling while they stab you in the back. And also, as it turns out, good performers and teleprompter readers. And it makes me entirely cynical. The whole system itself. And when people think, obviously wrongly, that there is a difference between the blue or the red, bear in mind the secret Freemasonry kind of principle. A1, New Zealand's Prime Minister is in fact a Freemason. But anyway, the whole point of the blue and red is that it goes from the entire light spectrum, from infrared to ultraviolet, and they control both. Kind of the same reason why they have black and white tilings on their Freemasonic ritual chambers and such like that. It's because it's good and evil, and they control both. That's their belief structure. It's not my belief structure by any means, because I'm not a crazy, cultist, sociopathic, blood-drinking pedophile.
And it's almost childlike, Finny, the way that they act, they have the moral structure of a child, obviously. So it's very beyond me how they convince the public that they are the only option that the public has. But in the end, I think we're all just left hanging out to dry and all feel the same. And what I'm going to make the claim with this Wall Streeter group, I know we touched on it before and I keep going back to it, but it seems that there is a very select crowd that has to be out there. My example being, I have to pay for my house. I have to go to work in order to pay for my house. How in the world am I going to go occupy Wall Street for over a month and not pay my house bill? Unless I have some sort of savings, but the big nasty secret here is, nobody saves money. There is no money to be saved in what they convince is a middle class, but it's actually sitting right at poor class, I think is the point. So the people of real quality are not out there at this Wall Street thing, is my opinion. It's either somebody who's well-funded by some sort of corporate stigmatized type entity, or it's somebody out there that has nothing else going on or better to do. So I'm in the belief, you know, and here's the thing, Vinny, is we're ready to jump when it comes to money and ending the Fed. What about human lives being lost overseas due to countless mishaps that we've had set up for well over 60 years, 70 years, and countless fails, which have led ultimately to now a very perpetual war-like scenario. No end in sight is all I know. And yet, I don't see, you know, these people out here demanding peace and human life. So it just gives me an idea of either their mentality or hopefully not the mentality of everybody. But sometimes I like to think that I do believe that even if it's easy to see like that, that's not actually what it is. I think that the real quality people are still sitting at home, and that's why I claim this is nothing. Wall Street's nothing. You want to see something, go look at Greece, you know, but Wall Street is nothing. So that's why I'm not spending my time down there and losing my house over it, over a situation where I don't know any clear objectives other than, actually, I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't know any clear objectives of Wall Street, and I don't know who the leaders are. I think we all feel it's reflective. It's the same in our political system. We don't know the objective. We don't know our leaders. All we know is they like war, and they like to regulate, and they like to find all kinds of ways to make money. Heck, in the city of Austin, Texas, if you let your lawn shag over 10 inches, it's $1,200 a day. It's a lockdown cattle scenario. Only I'm not fully convinced that we're just brainwashed. I do believe that we just need that cataclysmic event. And when I say cataclysmic, I mean economically or politically, the event that ultimately just will ignite this powder keg that we're all sitting on here in America. I can't believe the politicians continue on. I can't believe they're not scared.
Oh, I presume they are, and very, very scared indeed. Even Hillary Clinton said that we're in the middle of an information war and we are losing that war. So I have great hope, not for the protesters per se, because I've been on copious amounts of protests and, you know, seen sit-ins and what have you, and they don't actually seem to accomplish a terribly large amount, really. Not long-lasting change, because it's never been the masses of people all simultaneously doing one big thing under somebody's descriptive leadership or even for going out there with no particular reason at all. They haven't ever made a difference. It's always been the small, determined minority who gut it out, get creative, and get the freaking job done. Usually people who believe it's the right thing to do, because that makes them work longer hours. It makes them volunteer their time. It makes them interested. It makes them passionate. And it makes them a hell of a lot more effective. You ever had a salesperson call you and they sound really tired and bored and they don't really give a crap? He's not going to sell that freaking item to you. Guy comes up and is very happy and enthusiastic and all uppity, and you kind of grow to like him and what have you, and you're like, oh yeah, he'll sell you something. All right, this is all what it's about selling the idea to yourself before you're able to infect other people with it. I took down a couple of DVDs, PJ, to Occupy Auckland, and showed this one guy one of the fluoride DVDs, and he's like a little anarchist and whatnot, kind of, you know, like a young kid, whatever. And he just like, and walks away, you know? Cognitive dissonance, man. It's everywhere, even amongst so-called open-minded people. We'll be right back after the break.
What would would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and also TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can check out the featured interviews there, including with people like George Norrie and G. Edward Griffin, Lindsay Williams, Benjamin Fulford, a whole raft of relatively what you'd call sizable names in the truth movement. And we have a very different atmosphere on this show. Might be to do with the accent a little, but they tend to relax and do very revealing interviews and expose themselves more than they normally do. Strange. The power of talk radio, I guess. My guest today is PJ Kramer from TinfoilHatRadio.com, and we've been talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement to a large extent. And everybody is, particularly in the Patriot movement right now. And I'm starting to come across every conspiracy theorist I know ain't 100% behind the Occupy Wall Street, to put it lightly. And it's become fairly obvious that it either A, won't do a whole lot of good, or B, will in fact cause a lot of harm. Shutting down commerce and industry and et cetera is a prime way to put everybody else who ain't quite broke yet completely out on their ass, and then get led into some false revolution by some think tank scumbag imported from the European Union Council of scumbaggery. It matters not. Same thing happens over and over again. All these revolutions that have happened pretty much everywhere in the 20th century have resulted in virtually the same thing. Crap! So why is it we're thinking of a revolution as a good thing these days? Wouldn't revolution now be actually classified as a bad thing? An actual reform, an actual improvement, and taking the system back to where it was, you know? All you need to do is just abolish a few laws. You don't need to change the way society runs, per se. You just need to show who's freaking holding the purse strings for what they are. Pretty simple. Get rid of the Fed. Americans get off their knees and they're no longer in bondage. It's as simple as that. Doesn't need a revolution. Just needs some evolution. PJ, are you there?
Oh, so sorry, Vinny. Yes, I am. And, you know, by all means, Vinny, well, first off, just to note, it's foilhatradio.com. No 10 on there, but that's okay. Just wanted to make sure that they could find me if they wanted me. But revolution, you know, exactly what you're saying as far as abolishing the Fed, that would be a revolution, you know. It's my claim that we're absolutely under hijack here in America with our government and all over the world in the co-op that is the New World Order. That's attempting to set up a one-world government, which is a fact. It's not old hat. It's not conspiracy. And it's very easy to prove for yourself. I don't have to tell you how. But revolution, is expelling that very situation is what our first revolution was. Taxation without representation and tyrants at the wheel. So that's exactly what we've got going on with the Fed. It's exactly what we got going on with these corporations getting out of taxes for playing ball elsewhere and moving our money all over the world rather than supporting a homegrown, healthy, wealthy economy. So by all means, that would be a revolution. I don't think that blood and guts is the first necessary thing that should come to mind, because they have bunker busters, they have airplanes, they have helicopters that sneak up on you that you can't even hear showing up until the wind hits you on your face.
They have teams of dudes fresh out of high school sitting in control rooms in Vegas blowing up people in Pakistan with drones. Okay? Like they're in front of a PlayStation.
That's insane. It's immoral. And, you know, when and they're pushing the envelope still. You know, I hear they're working on doing the same thing with tanks and such, Vinny. So they say that so long as our physical feet are not on the soil, which they are, everywhere that we've heard this, but they put it off in the media and to the American people and to the world, as though so long as it's not our physical boots on the ground commanding that operation, we're not involved. Yeah, we can go drop bombs, and not only that, who do you think's poking and prodding those that are involved, so to speak, or are making the movement, whether it be guerrillas at this point, who actually turn out to be Taliban, who's the very people who they funded in the first place to help get this whole thing going. So it's very perpetual, and it's very, very alarming that when I typically talk to people about the war, I am still, you know, and I'm going to say more than 50% of the time receiving a response as to they're terrorists, go and get them. These people don't educate themselves on these situations any further than the dumb box that sits in every household living room here in America, probably in your bedroom, your kid's room, and your basement as well.
Oh, man. Have you ever gotten to the point where you're kind of, like, frustrated with everything and you kind of feel like you're about to explode or something?
My explosion resulted in Foil Hat Radio. Yeah, absolutely, Vinny. I couldn't just focus on politics and trying to play it straight like working within a system is going to work. That's what I was doing with Patriot with a Pen. I believed in the system. I believe that you said it pretty simple, change a few policies and that's it. But the control structure, the greed and human influence that's involved at those top-tier elitist positions, it's not a matter of just getting elected into office and thinking creatively. This is going to take more. It's an actual situation, I believe, where I've given up on trying to participate in that system other than I'll throw in a vote just to influence with whatever I can. But nonetheless, I think it's in changing the minds of the people. It's in learning how to talk to your audience, Vinny, or, you know, calling into Blog Talk Radio and learning how to talk with those hosts, and then, heaven forbid it, that you actually step off your computer and then talk to a coworker or talk to your parents or something. The reaction and the situation you go through when you actually make that step, it blows me away still to this day. You know, and it's almost like a support group that I work with through Facebook is what we are. My like-minded friends on there, we help talk to each other. Man, can you believe I got fired from this job today because I support Ron Paul? Are you kidding me? Yeah, can you believe it's getting that crazy? Or man, can you believe I just had to pay $4,000 because for 2 days my grass was uncut because I was out of town? You know, Vinny, it's out of control. So yeah, I'm beyond frustrated.
Oh man, I was speaking to activists in New Zealand all the time, and of recent days, particularly with the family court scenario, you know how the Child Protective Services and the various other eclectic band of government-sanctioned satanic sacrificial cults, you know, they've been forcing a whole lot of judges to run away lately because they're absolutely freaking them out with what they know about them. And this is what's funny, is you're actually dealing with a system full of psychopathic morons, okay? They don't have no rules. That's the advantage they have, but they're not terribly bright to a large extent because they're not actually taking the time to think about things. They're just having this kind of what do you call it, the reptilian brain reaction, where you're it's kind of like on reflex, and that's what the your inner cortex and your brain is actually designed to do, be your survival node and what have you, and everything above that in the brainstem and the cerebrum is where all your intelligence and personality and a lack of sociopathy come from, you know. And this is why they can be beaten. This is why they've gotten so arrogant that they will give us things like Facebook and Skype, just not even realizing that we'd start using it incredibly effectively against them. Okay, this is what their problem is. They cannot deal with it. and that makes them very dangerous indeed. It makes them, I feel, cornered, what have you. But the fact of the matter is, what have you got to fear from somebody who doesn't know anything?
Or per se, somebody who makes the deterioration of moral society their number one goal or their facet or outlet for control. It amazes me, Vinny, to tie it all together, you know, how many people are willing to lace up their boots and walk into this system and literally, I see it as selling your soul to the devil, or the equivalent of, however you want to think of that sort of a scenario. How many people are willing to lace up their boots, drag their knuckles on the ground, and go after the people, or follow, or as they say, follow their orders, or just doing a job for that and I'm going to say it's a fabulous paycheck. You hear all these public works people flipping out about their paychecks. Let me tell you about not being in public works, not being in local government. You have to be a really smart dude here in Columbus, Ohio, in order to land a job over $12 an hour to start. That's top of the line. You're going to McDonald's, you're sitting at about $7 an hour. You know, so I'm talking, if you're two brain cells less than, one of the smartest graduates out of high school, you're stuck. $7, $9, $10 an hour. These guys go in.
Yeah, we'll talk about more of this after the break with PJ Creamer.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. Sexier than the TSA. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Broadcasting live on AM FM stations all across America. And we have a caller there. And before I go to the caller, I'm just going to want to preface what's going to happen here for the next segment. We have, hopefully... my good friend Will Ryan will be joining us from the Paradise Island of Waiheke to talk about Occupy the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. And they were told that it was private property and to get off, even though the Reserve Bank claims to not be privately owned. How can it be on private property if it ain't privately owned? We have a caller here, Tim.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm having a real good time today, man.
Yeah, I went to the Occupy Wall Street in D.C. today. And it didn't seem like too much was happening. I think you were right. I just, you know, a lot of people really don't know what they're down there for. You know, I mean, I guess it's a good gesture, but I went down there. I had to interview some people on a few things that I came across. So it was a good day to be down here, you know.
I noticed the same thing when I went to Occupy Auckland, right? Just in general, not really all that much going on. Like, they have these annual daily general assemblies and what have you, with the twinkling of the fingers and what have you, to decide what's going to be agreed on and what not and what have you. And they look like they're there for the long haul. In New Zealand, we've got this enormous vegan kitchen that has been set up to feed everybody. It's, yeah, it's interesting. I'm not 100% sure what it'll accomplish, though. That's my point, is that if you don't have a direction, how are you ever going to go in one?
I mean, I noticed that some of the things that I was talking about, because I saw two guys that looked like they was having a debate about something. So I just sat back and I just observed. And then I came across a couple of guys, and I had to put my two cents in because it sounded like the conversation was going nowhere, and I just had to enlighten them on the things that I knew. I said, look, y'all have to do your research. I mean, some of the stuff is just actual plain history. And you know, and I was starting to enlighten people on a few things that I came across, and hopefully they go back and do their research. So it's like, it's almost like a confusion. It's a get-together, but I'm not sure. I'm just like you, man. I'm really not so sure.
Well, I think it's because you become independently a thinker when you become a conspiracy theorist to a large extent. Like, if you're well-rounded and reasonable and generally just cool, okay, that's basically what it boils down to. If you just keep it cool, man, you will never be easily misled by people who don't have a freaking direction, you know, because you can think for yourself. There's some reason why you do things. You don't just wander into situations willy-nilly, unless it's just to check it out a little bit.
Yeah. I said, this movement, they should have done this like 15, 20 years ago. I mean, after 9/11, I mean, and when they instituted the Patriot Act and a few other things, man, I don't know, man. I'm not for sure.
How hot does the pot have to get before you jump out of the water?
I have no idea, man. I mean, like I said, I woke up a long time ago, and all I try to do is educate people, and I try to make people aware. But then I challenge people. I say, look, do your research. If you think I'm lying, you do your research, then you come back and we get together, then we can sort it out. But otherwise than that, don't think this stuff is a joke or a conspiracy. This is the real deal.
Well, I think the fact that it is a conspiracy makes it the real deal. I mean, they have laws against conspiracy, like there's conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit scumbaggery, you know? There's laws against this kind of stuff. But, for some reason, if you simply mention the word conspiracy... Hey, in fact, this would be an interesting thing to see. A cop being called a nutter because he charged somebody for conspiracy to commit fraud.
That sounds like Minority Report.
Oh, yes.
But I told a buddy of mine this, and this is what I tell anybody. I say, the New World Order is an agenda, but conspiracies are carried out to keep the New World Order on time. That's why I had to let them know. I said, everything is not a conspiracy theory. Some things are just plain agenda that people are not aware of. They call it conspiracy out of ignorance.
Well, I think they will call it out of programmed brainwashing because, hey, if I say the word conspiracy to you, what's the first word that comes to mind? Theorist. And what's the image that's connoted with a conspiracy theorist?
Exactly.
Somebody who's wearing a tinfoil hat, APJ.
That's right.
Talking about all sorts of crazy ideas, somewhat disheveled, doesn't have a job. Smokes too much marijuana. All those conspiracy theorists. You can't take them seriously. Who cares if he used to work for the CIA? Who cares if he was part of a secret super soldier program? It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
You know, it's even funnier, Vinny, is most of those bloats toting that conspiracy theorist joke and spinning it our way are actually the ones directly involved in the conspiracy theory. In the conspiracy, I should say. So that's the very funny part is the jokes on them. Although it's not so very funny.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, have you ever seen a zombie movie where a zombie dies in a funny way? And even though it's really gruesome, it's freaking hilarious. You know, that's what's funny for me about all these people. And a friend of mine told me that. What was his definition? A coincidence theorist. Okay? Conspiracy theorist is somebody who theorizes that perhaps there's some kind of coordination between international events and implementations and plannings and bombings and financial speculation and whatnot. There is some level of coordination, at the very least. A coincidence theorist, of course, thinks that there is no such thing as anything in this entire world happening on purpose. Everything happens by accident. And if there's any correlation or of any kind that would suggest otherwise, it is all a coincidence.
Yeah.
Now that, which one of those two sounds most insane to you? The person who thinks that powerful people use their power, or the people who think that there are no people in power and there's no such freaking thing?
Coincidence and complete randomness, the new religion for the new world order. And it's all part of their conspiracy.
Yeah. Get everybody to sort of have no capability of discernment. Wake up, people! Discernment! You know? Somebody tells you that the moon is like 45 degrees off angle, you don't go, oh my god, it's the end of the world. You actually look at the moon. Oh, no, it's not. It's still the same as it always was. What are you on about? You know, a tiny, tiny amount of investigation will reveal copious quantities of information that will stop you from being led down a garden path. And like me, if you operate under a lot of assumptions, here's chief among them. Assume that everything I know to be true is in fact probably wrong, and I just haven't seen the evidence that proves it wrong yet. Okay? That way, if I confront some evidence that challenges my belief structure allows for that and changes its entire structure on a dime based on new facts that are verified. Okay? That's pretty reasonable. If you're holding on to beliefs rather than facts, on the other hand, it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you can believe, yes, we're going to be successful, we're going to defeat the New World Order, but if that's belied by the fact that if you sit on your couch and do absolutely jack nothing about it, but think about it a lot, you ain't going to accomplish your victory, are ya? Because you're not putting anything into it. You know? This is another problem with our generation and our society in general, isn't it? People think that somebody's going to turn up to save them, or that there's going to be some description of a freaking miracle and they don't need to get involved. Life is not a spectator sport. It was a great joke. Happened in Katrina. This guy was on top of his roof and the water was coming up and just sitting there, and this guy with a little rowboat comes up and says, "Hey, mate, jump on the boat. I'm going to take you to safety." The guy says, "No, I'm waiting for God to save me." He goes, "Oh, okay, sweet ass." And he keeps on rowing. And then a wonderful Coast Guard boat floats on by. And they say, "We're here to pick up survivors who are stranded. Jump in the boat. We'll get you to safety." Guy says, "No, waiting for God to save me." As the water's up to his neck, a helicopter turns up. And he's up to his neck in water. Guy in the helicopter says, "Oi, let's lower the rope down to you. We'll take you to safety." He says, "No, God will save me." So he drowns. And then at the pearly gates, he meets God and he says, "God, why didn't you save me?" And God says to him, "Mate, I've sent a rowboat, the Coast Guard, and a helicopter. What more do you want?"
I remember hearing that when I was a kid. It's still funny today.
I find that with comedy, the funniest things are usually the things that are the most true.
The only issue with the joke is that instead of the Coast Guard coming up, it was Blackwater, with a fully automatic weapon pointed at you and said, "Get on the boat, you don't have a choice in the matter."
And if you have any guns, we're taking them too.
Yeah, absolutely. Where's your guns? Are they in your house? We got a team of divers. They're going in.
Yeah, and if you resist, I have a taser here that can turn your spinal fluid extra crispy.
Oh, lovely.
You know what else this reminds me of? We're going through this today. It's kind of like a horror movie when you got a guy, he's running the house. And you say, "There's a killer outside. And everybody like, dude, there's nobody out there, man. Just relax. And he said, I'm serious. There's a killer. And nobody believes him. And then they take one person to go outside and look around and say, dude, there's nobody here. So when he turns his back, he gets his head chopped off.
And see, everybody in the audience is then shocked by that, as opposed to going, you dumbass.
You know, always the a-hole who always go out there and was like, oh, dude, there ain't nobody out here. You just, and then he'd be the first one to get killed.
this is all Schadenfreude, isn't it? It's German for laughing at somebody who falls so spectacularly, or something to that effect. And I admit, it is, in fact, quite amusing to see people do mega fails. You know, George Bush fails on the microphone. They're classic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead. Okay. What I do want to say is, to the police, to the military, to Blackwater, to the rest of the world, not just Americans who get involved in this sort of thing, but the whole world is involved now. This is one united front, which is why, we see, I think, New Zealand, United States, we cross the pond all the time here in this idea. But to these people, the bottom line is, it's just a job, no longer cuts it. We're just saving, or we're just protecting ourselves, is not a valid excuse when it comes to answering the moral questions of what you are doing and why you are doing it. I really do see a dividing line in society on that. We need a military to protect our ass and ensure our survival as a community is the idea, I suppose. We need a police to help when somebody's out of control or a situation's presented itself that you, the individual, don't have a way of protecting your property. They're there to help you, is the idea, I suppose, is the group's self. But in my mentality, with perpetual war being supported without opposition, with riot police unleashing situations on protesters, what if I took my kids down to be a part of a protest and my whole family believes in this cause, and my kids are down there getting hit by an LRAD, and for the rest of their lives, they have to explain to people that they can't hear because Dad took them to see what freedom was about, to try and instill in me a value that there is something worth fighting for here. What if they got hit by hit a 5 or 7 year old with a rubber bullet? You see the lumps on Facebook on these people's face. It's just the job doesn't cut it any more than it did in Nazi Germany. That's what these Nazis came out of the war saying. I was doing my job. And we really need to wake people up to this.
Yeah.
See, well, this is the interesting thing, though. I mean, I'm in a large extent no longer interested in waking people up, like en masse and what have you. I'm more interested in finding people who have really interesting stuff to say, who are eloquent, who are decent people, who can teach you a lot. Because I think unless you hang around and talk with people who you think are more informed than yourself, how on earth are you going to inform yourself? You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we'll be right back after this little break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
And I'm a real scumbag. My name's David Rockefeller, and I'm going to exterminate your family.
Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. This is a bit rough to come back on the break. Well, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. My guest is PJ Creamer, coming at us live from the economic depression zone known as the USSA. Welcome back. Oh, is he gone? Okay. Unfortunately, PJ is actually gone. So, if you'd like to call in, ladies and gentlemen, 402-237-2525. It would be nice. Because one thing I wanted to get into I think, what was it? Oh, yes, Michael Laws. Speaking of being a bit musical as I do, those of you who don't know who Michael Laws is, I guess a very accurate description of him would be a New Zealand equivalent of Rush Limbaugh, you know, relatively eloquent and talented-ish radio show host. Who's occasionally quite rude and abrasive and whatnot, and it inspires a following among peoples that are almost as big a douchebags as him. I think that's about as good as I could sum it up. And for anybody who's a big fan of Madonna, I'm not saying that I am by any means, there's a little song she sang called Hung Up. I'm hung up on you or something to that effect. And I called up Michael Laws the other day because he wanted to know about Occupy Wall Street, which we've been talking about today on this show. And before I could actually even get into Occupy Wall Street, I just gave myself a quick plug and what have you, and then just tried to get into it, but then he started questioning me, oh, I've never heard of you, and blah, 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 blah. And then hung up on me, so I came up with a little rhyming couplet song slash thingy dedicated to the very evil high priestess of very scary dancing matrix morphology, Madonna. It's every little thing that Michael Laws don't like, he'll hang up on you. And that's precisely what he did. I was thinking it was quite amusing, really, because you have to... I suppose have a bit of fun at the shill's expense. You're kind of like the same point of calling into mainstream radio shows and plug your own radio show so that people can actually hear some freaking truth without believing in the false left and right garbage. It's a cross between an avalanche and garbage, because that's basically, as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that election coverage really accomplishes. Heard a poll today, and I love polls, because they're kind of like legislation. All of them bogus. Totally beyond the pale. And yet everybody kind of follows them. So today we heard that the Nats, with every blood-sucking, minuscule, annoying insect connotation that that connotes, will be governing alone after this election, if they want to. And we haven't really had a government strong enough to govern alone for a long time. And the fact that the entire country is sinking ever deeper into the gurgling maw of the private central banks. And people just love it. They love it. People love being slaves. I cannot tolerate it, but I can certainly comprehend it. You know, I used to be in the work environment and what have you, where you do what you say, you're told to do very proudly, and you trust what your boss tells you and what have you. Unbeknownst, of course, that the clerk who's serving you, your Big Mac, ain't got nothing to do with the day-to-day runnings of the freaking corporation and has no idea what the true purpose of the whole thing is about. Unless you're in that boardroom with the CEO making the decisions. Okay? And every organization's like that. Everything's hierarchical. This is how the whole idea of a prime sinister really kind of rubs me on the wrong direction. Sure, there's some people that you can trust that could be elected that would, in fact, do a good job. And of course, they are just representatives. Okay? They're not really supposed to have any power. As far as I'm concerned, They should just take what the people say and implement it. Am I wrong here? Or is that just too much to ask? Did you know, in New Zealand, it is not illegal for a campaigning organization like a political party to knowingly misrepresent their policy. Okay? They have legalized, in this country at least, lying to the public for the sake of votes. How can you vote in a system where they're allowed to lie to you? And they do it all the time. I mean, if you were to not so much as wriggle an eyeball off the television screen more than 2 seconds, my goodness, you would see copious quantities of lies coming out of the mouths of these politicians. Scam. It's inextricable. You know, we wonder how the heck they come up with this stuff. And the writers are all the same. I mean, seriously, it's almost like when they're campaigning, they all sound exactly the same. And there's this new voting system now where you can conceivably rank your favourite choices, like from 1 to 9 or something. Who the heck knows anything about 9 candidates? 9! Who knows anything about 1 candidate these days? Considering they all knowingly misrepresent their policy, of course. Politics. Politics, politics. Oh my goodness. Without question, the thieving, nesting, mating ball of vipers and anacondas of varying descriptions is never ending. I'm definitely opposed to the whole idea of central government to a large degree. Any central government that can dictate to local government, I don't agree with. Any local government that can dictate to a central government, that I think is better, because that way the power is down low, not up high. People have given away too much. They've given away their responsibility. They've given away their independence. All for a gilded cage. Cage that they'll probably sit in for most of their life, like a chicken in a battery cage. With a caller on the line here, area code 903. Welcome to the Vinny Eastwood Show. What's your name?
Hi, Vinny. This is Lisa from Texas. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. Yeah, you do. That was a fun discussion. It's been fun to listen to these two guys you had on the line tonight, and I thought a female needs to call in and express the female side of things. So I thought I would call, and I have a question for you. First of all, I love your singing. That was great. You should do that more. It's really quite amusing.
I know. Well, that's why you kind of leave it for the extra special little juicy bits, you know, because that way you don't wear it out. Apparently, I've been laughing too kind of ostentatiously lately, and several people have pulled me up on it, particularly in the time I interviewed G. Edward Griffin, just laughing at my own jokes at the time. It's not funny, Vinny. It's not funny.
Who said that?
A lot of people commenting on the YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did G. Edward Griffin? I didn't hear that. I love him. How did he handle your laughing?
Well, let me put it this way. By the end of the interview, he said, "Well, Vinny, I'm having so much fun, I almost hate to leave." And I said, "Yeah, I don't want you to leave either, you bastard."
He's a really enlightened man. That's for sure. Okay, I don't know why I drive myself crazy trying to figure out what placard I would carry at Occupy Wall Street. I know how you feel about trying to awaken people. I guess I'm still at that stage where it just drives me crazy that people aren't awake and don't see the real problem. So I think I've boiled it down to to one placard that I would carry around and poised high in the air, it would be, you know, because really what we're talking about, all the problems really go back to one root, and that is the agenda in creating one world government. That is where every problem is coming from, whether it be obviously the banking system, education. They are training world citizens in the schools. What else? Oh, all facets of society are really being groomed for that. And so I thought I would say abolish globalism and put each area, you know, in banking, government, education, corporate world, whatever you want to call it, industry, military, and just show people that it's in every single area of our lives, and somehow then have a sheet that I would pass out that would have a good source, whether it be a YouTube video or an article that could introduce them to the effects of globalism in those different areas. So that's my idea. I think we've got to start speaking out very boldly about this threat of a new world order. And I think we're made to feel like that is something we should only speak of within our ranks, you know, and we've got to start speaking about it boldly and loudly. So that's what I think.
We would never know about it unless somebody else had chosen to speak boldly and loudly about it, don't you think?
That's very true. So we need to continue on that path.
Because otherwise it's a slap in the face to the people that woke us up, isn't it?
It really is, because they went out on a limb to do it, and we shouldn't feel so... We shouldn't be intimidated, and we shouldn't think so highly of ourselves and our ego that we're not willing to stick our necks out, so to speak, such as William Wallace did on the chopping block, so it may be. And I think that's what we've got to do, say, hey, people, you know, it's late now. This is, you're watching the one world government be created, and it's affecting every area of our lives, and we have to identify it and stop it. So that's my idea that I've come up with. I don't see myself at Occupy Wall Street anytime soon, and you know I'm in East Texas right now. But I hope somebody would do that that's listening, and put it out there. That's the root of all our problems, this globalism.
I think that actually this should be a kind of an Occupy at everybody's place, but they should occupy the major evil, blood-sucking corporate banks only, right? Then
right.
You see how fast they start to hurt. If these money-changing scum can't even go to work, imagine. Oh, yes. We'll give you a financial crisis, won't we? We're getting turkey
That's
twizzlers.
Right.
I don't know. I feel kind of flippant about it, to tell you the truth, Lisa. Like, at the same time, it matters more than anything else in existence. And at the same time, I don't care about it.
You don't care about it? What?
Like, in terms of the Occupy Wall Street the movement and what have you. People always try to ask me to do things for them, sort of like rope me into their protests or get me to hand out flyers and what have you. And I do in general. It just kind of feels like, I don't know, I've got my own thing going here, which is to kind of help everybody else with this radio show, get a little bit of some breathing room out there. So when you call up a mainstream media talk show host, as I've done, and you get hung up and then you come on the Vinnie Eastwood show and you've got 2 hours virtually uninterrupted with somebody who's going to listen to you and agree with you, I think it's a very stark difference that really needs to be there. But to be honest, it's a lot of work.
It is, but we have to do it. So what else are we going to do? Sit around and watch things burn, you know? So we might as well do something constructive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I think truthers and patriots are kind of like armored hot dogs, you know? Fat kids, skinny kids, kids that climb on rocks. Everybody can fight against the New World Order. Doesn't matter. You got some description of job out there. Some people were web designers, some people are filmmakers, some people make a damn fine cup of coffee. And you'll be surprised just how valuable it can be if you simply give something to those people who are doing what you want to do but don't possess the particular skill to do at this very point. A support network. Soldiers don't get patched up if the medics aren't there to do it. You can hold on after the break if you like, Lisa. We'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do? How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this? Like this? Let's do it. How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many, if any. Not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. Check, check to the mic.
Not
check
many people either.
Rock a show like this. Whatnot. Hey, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about all sorts of things in the conspiracy movement, and I find that it's diversity that makes life worth living. After all, if you always doing the same thing day in, day out. I can never understand those people who have the same job for like 10 years. Unless the job's like changing all the time, like being a movie director or something like that. I could envisage somebody doing that, but repetition is not something that connotes an improvement in lifestyle or an improvement in the soul or mind or what have you. It just connotes brainwashing to me. Repetitive, slave, type reinforcement. Oh, yes. I just love being told what to do and never questioning, because that's how I feed my kids, even though the food supply is being sucked down the gurgler by the derivatives trade because I didn't pay attention to the bankers taking over my country because I was too busy assembling auto parts for GM. Yep. Sounds about right to me. Everybody doesn't really kind of, understand the whole broad base of spectrums, I feel. Don't you think about that, Lisa, a little bit? It's just how narrow-minded everybody is. And you can see the consequences very clearly.
Well, yes. I mean, it's no, I don't think it's really that big of a shock because we've been trained that way systematically and scientifically for so long, you know, with the things like the Tavistock Institute. That's my newest area of research. You know, they were the started by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and the very good year, not of 1913, when all many other bad things came to be, like the Federal Reserve. But it's a great read about just the systematic brainwashing and mind control that was done by some very by some people that had an agenda, which was world government. And it's a book that is written by John Coleman, and he shows how they came to be, and used to be the Wellington House in the UK or in England, and then they exported or they co-opted Walter Lippmann and Edward Bernays. So I'm not surprised that people think narrowly, because they have been fed a very narrow and calculated view of things. In other words, okay, for an example, when I think of, when I read a headline or read all the headlines about, oh, the world is going to end if the banking structure goes down. Well, you know what that headline really says? And it's all about interpretation. All they're saying is the bankers' worlds will end. It doesn't mean we're all going to still be here. We're all still going to, there might ensue some hard times, but they're really only afraid of their demise. And they're trying to get us to believe that we'll all die too. And it's simply not the truth. So we have to learn how to interpret headlines that we read and question them, you know, and try to figure out what they're really saying. Which I think is kind of fun.
And then slash that with the fact that they've built FEMA camps all over the place and have done psych warfare drills with U.S. citizens screaming, "I'm a U.S. citizen, I have rights, I have a constitution," and then just, you know, doing all that sort of stuff. It kind of makes you think, because the last, I think it was one of the first modern societies to do a census, for example, was Nazi Germany. And that's how they managed to round up all the Jews so very, very quickly and easily and with German efficiency, as it were. Because they've gotten all this information on all of us. Like, you know, we're all sharing stuff on Facebook and what have you. And I'm no longer afraid by what they know about me or anything like that. Because if the concern is, oh, they're gonna kill me if I keep doing about this. They're gonna take my money off me. They're gonna destroy my family. It's like, dude, they're already gonna. What have you got to lose?
Absolutely. And you know, another interesting topic. I don't know if you've had anybody on that is an expert in ELF, that low sound frequency. They were talking about the EAS test, which is tomorrow. You know, here in the United States. And it was originally supposed to be 3.5 minutes, and apparently it got such public outcry that everybody was freaked out by it that now they've reduced it to 30 seconds. But I read an interesting article regarding this EAS test, and somebody was postulating, it's really not based in any evidence or hard evidence, but they started saying, you know, I wonder what would happen if during these, you know, national sound tests on the TV and the radio that they decided to implement this EAS tones, actually that's what they are, EAS tones, which no one would know, or ELF and EAS, would not know they were doing, but they are proven, because they have had this technology for a long time, that these low tones can alter people's mind states. They can cause anxiety, fear, confusion, and so I think in some ways they're trying to, you know, show a power grab, but I think they might be, who knows, they might be seeing what they can accomplish through this and seeing how else they can alter our brain waves, you know, besides TV, so besides the shows that they, and the advertising that manipulates us, so I think it'd be fun to have somebody on the show that's an expert in that area. ELF tones. What do you think?
Well, as it turns out, we had a guy on the show called Leonce Keeley, and he used to work at Pine Gap. It's kind of like the Area 51 of the of Australia. Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's a big area.
And right down the middle, and they have an extreme low frequency emitter down there, and they've been testing it for goodness knows how long, doing what have you. Nobody can go anywhere near it without being shot or whatever. You know, they're not going to tell the public. They've probably already been using this stuff the whole time, and it's putting everybody into like this very real kind of trance. You know, unable to think. And they've even got now these microchips that can kind of remote control you, like they send stuff out to you. I don't know how it works, but it just gets to the point where you think, man, technocratic scumbags with unlimited technology.
Well, they are truly they're mad scientists, is what they are. Really,
and they've truly created Frankenstein's monster here, haven't they?
They have.
And what's their fallback position, you know? Underground military bases. Great. Lock yourself underground with 10,000 psychopathic, satanistic pedophiles.
That sounds like my idea of fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, who knows if they'll be able to get down there or not. We hear all sorts of things about that, don't we?
Yeah.
But you know, okay, one thing I read in the news that pertains to your neck of the woods, and I noticed that in Australia they voted for the carbon tax. Is that correct?
Yeah, they just passed it. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, announced it this morning. I felt sick to my stomach, but I also felt quite elated that now New Zealand isn't the only one suffering under the complete total BS tax of freaking carbon.
So New Zealand already has that.
Oh, yeah, we're well ahead of the curb.
You're so progressive down there.
Yeah, I love the term progressive, because you can just progress right off the edge of an effing cliff.
That is amazing. Well, I'm sorry about that. It's coming here soon, though. Don't worry.
We also have a cashless system, too.
You have the what?
A cashless system. It's called EFTPOS. Which I find funny, because I feel that kind of a cashless system means we're possibly effed.
Yes, I would think so. That's pretty well documented. It's coming, and it doesn't bode well for humanity. But somebody on the radio was saying today, and again, a little more extrapolation, but it made perfect sense, that really the cash cards for people who are on assistance on the government dole, they just have no idea how they will be the first on this cashless control.
I have one of those cards in my wallet right now.
Well, and you know, but everybody who has a card, I mean, that relies on a debit card to get cash, you know, we're all going to run into roadblocks with that eventually.
Well, yeah, and it's even now been postulated in the UK that they're going to try and stop cash altogether, because allegedly in the recession, some people have been manifesting like all this copper, you know, just stealing it and then selling it on the black market for cash. So it was like, oh, some people are selling copper. My goodness, we need to outlaw any freaking free trade of cash indefinitely right now, because people are selling a little bit of copper. Oh, my goodness. How scary is that? Thank you very much, Lisa, for calling in. And you have yourself a nice little evening there in Texas. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in. And we'll catch you tomorrow, hopefully. This new world order gets me first.